KK4 in X. KM4 DDQ.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi there, how you doing today?
Good, good. What you been up to?
A lot of things done around here in this cool weather right now.
Wasn't that nice? I got out there this morning. I went over and helped a neighbor drop a couple trees. And then completely rearranged my woodshed, got all my dry wood over to one section, and then started. I emptied that trailer of the stuff we cut, threw on the trailer. We didn't split much of it, but it'll fit in my fireplace, so I got it all stacked in there. So I feel like I accomplished something today.
Give you that. I've just basically been piddling around here, taking and pruning my my pear trees and all my blackberry bushes and everything. I've got oodles of blackberries, but now the Japanese beetles are coming out and swarming all over them.
Are you doing anything with the Japanese beetles?
Bag down, pick them off of there, shake them off into that Ziploc, and then bring them up and let the chickens out.
Liquid salmon will take care of them.
Somebody was telling me about maybe a pan or bucket of soapy water and just shaking them off in there.
Send 0TR. I think it's Shane, I'm not sure. I'm getting old. But if you use seven dust or liquid seven, it takes care of them, because I just done it, and I've done it for several years.
How are you doing?
This is Tom. Oh, fine. We just pulled in over here at the home desk spot and going in there. Did I get your name right this time, or did I forget already?
This is Mike out of Pickens. I used to live in TR, but it's KK4NXE.
Yeah, I knew the call, Mike. I'm sorry. I apologize for that, because I know your voice very well. Yeah, I use that Liquid 7 and a little old sprayer, and it just knocks the dickens right out of them. They just appeared here in the last few days. I'll let you guys go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt. Just was a suggestion there. You're not supposed to eat the fruit for 7 days after you spray it. This is 0TR. 73s, guys.
Please, you take care. Anything else done, William?
Out here in the reloading room, Harry came over a couple weeks ago, and then Jonathan and Kim came over this past weekend, and working with them, doing a little shooting out here. So I'm just sitting out here decapping all this 9mm brass.
You know, I resurrected, I finally unpacked and resurrected my ultrasonic cleaner. And I got my soap and I got my oil. It does an oil, ultrasonic oil bath on there too. It does a real good job. If you need some guns cleaned, let me know, because I've got some bolt carrier groups I want to throw in that thing while I'm going to disassemble them and put them in there.
I also got out here and tried that sub 2000. Sub 2000.
Oh, okay. All right. How'd that do?
That is sweet. And not very loud either.
Deal. Good deal. I heard that Glock, there was an issue with getting Glocks, that Glock was making all their guns now specifically for law enforcement, and it would be a while before they got back to releasing them to the public.
Hugging, KK4POT.
Needs a hug.
The world could use right now is a lot of hugging, huh?
Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Tim. How about yourself?
All right, just hanging in there.
Have you got that drain line that you were talking to me about, doing a little digging? Have you gotten that done yet?
Still got to do that. I'm looking at, I got to get together with Mike. I was out of town for a few days and I just got back. And I got to get together with Mike over there at Lowe's to look at a couple different of those drain options that would run up against the driveway itself to pick something out for that. And then once we decide on which one we want to go, we're kind of back at the drawing board on not having a set product in mind at this point. We've got a few options, but we got to pick one out, and then we'll be set to do that. But I definitely need to get it done, just hadn't got around to it yet.
See that, them round two, it's hard to come by. KM4DDQ.
One of them sitting on your desk at one point.
Mother sent me that thing, and I hung it on the wall for some time.
I get done.
Got more projects I can shake a stick at, I know that.
Truth.
Get out here yesterday and run electric fence around Mary's garden in front of the house. Deer come up and ate down half of her beans, ate up a couple of her watermelon plants and her cantaloupe.
Man, I hate to hear that. Our garden's doing really well this year. Well, it's the first year we really did bigger than just a few little pots here and there, do an actual garden. It's turning out really nice. We're going to do some green beans this week. Should have a big old harvest of them, and try that out.
And at least you don't have the deer like we have running around here.
Yeah, they come right up to the backyard, but I've never caught them in the yard, so yeah, thankfully I'm not having to fight with that.
They've got a couple doe running around with their little ones out here also. A hen that comes in every now and then, but I haven't seen the large flock. It's like they've wandered off somewhere else, probably down by the river.
Bug hunting down there.
The bear has stayed away this year. I've only found tracks out here behind the shop just one time, and since then haven't seen any tracks at all.
But, two 12x12 beams that my neighbor gave me, Rick, and one of those is just about completely destroyed in the middle. Where I've got a bear, I guess, digging grubs out of it or something. I rolled them ground side up and put some stuff under to try to keep the grubs out. But I think the bear, and it's like putting salt and pepper on something. He's in there eating that up. He's tearing that beam all to pieces.
And everything I've put up around here, plus I put those wind chimes hanging from poles, and they're attached to all the fencing. So if he comes up and touches anything, he starts ringing them bells, and he don't like that metal-on-metal sound. So he kind of scrams off away from that. KM4DDQ.
You reckon it's the same one?
Well, I mean, I've seen them all shapes and sizes running around here.
He's bang throwed at him yet, has he?
Not even so. Unless he's remembering what happened last year, he's probably, he's pretty shy around this area.
He texted me the other day, had one at the cabin down at the bottom of the driveway, hanging out around the cabin, which would probably make news for the renters.
We've had get to the chicken so far this year is we had lost a chick to a possum. He climbed up over that kennel fencing and got in an opening at the top and got in there and managed to grab one of the chicks.
Or did you get him?
He sent him on his merry little way, and I've got a barrier in there now that he can't get through.
KK4NXE. Hey, Tim, what is halfway?
Kissville, gas and pizza right there. KK4POT.
All right, I brought that stinking box with me. No, I told you I'm waiting on something to put that in.
Did. Oh, man, I'm starting to become more like you. I might as well just hang it up and just stay at the house from now on.
We need to do tomorrow.
When you get a chance, need you to stop by. Mary went ahead and ordered me one of those sharpeners like you have. I've got it all set up. I just right on putting the little sharpening stone on there and getting it at the just the right angle.
Yeah, because that one that I've got set is not at your standard orthodox angle. I think it's at 32 degrees somewhere. I watched somebody on YouTube, and I set that thing up exactly like they had it. And it does a good job. It does an excellent job.
It does, and I noticed that day when you sharpened that one chain that you couldn't stand to the side. I mean, you just could see a little sliver of bright, shiny metal. It wasn't like it takes a whole lot of metal off of there. It's right on the edge, and I was amazed at how sharp that thing was. So, yeah, sometime in the future here, maybe you stop by, and we'll set this thing up, or I'll bring it over your way, and we'll play around with it.
No, I'll swing by your place. Hey, give me just a minute. I'll be right back. KK4NXE.
I'll give you a Q.
AQ, KK4NXE.
Hey.
Yeah, I think one of the guys that I saw with that sharpener was Wrangler Star on YouTube. And he has been an arborist before. I don't know what he does. I think he's retired. I mean, I don't know what he does now. But he's got a serious setup on cutting wood and everything. But he really preaches that that sharp.
Wrangler.
That's right, Wrangler, just like the jeans. Wrangler Star.
Dark.
You watch him on a regular basis. I'm subscribed to him. He's got some good stuff. He does, you know, he's got things about wood splitting and stacking and axe sharpening and all kinds of stuff.
Check that out. I'm good with that little hand one. But I liked how fast that one that you had, that little electric one, did. And I was looking on the wall here. Heck, I've got about a dozen old chains just hanging here. So I'm going to go ahead and put them back in the commission.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. Yeah, that'll save you a little bit of money. I am still in search of the diamond Dremel bits for that thing. I know they make them, because I've got a hold of those for another different Dremel tool. It just is not set up like a mill. You know, it's a handheld Dremel tool. It doesn't clamp onto the bar, but I just need to get the ones with the right size shaft for that tool.
Looking for the same thing, and call off the top of your head what size arbor goes in there for that 20-inch chain of mine?
30 seconds on that big one.
Right.
I set 30 seconds, and then I got a little 3/16, I think, for that small saw of mine.
One of them tools that you have with them for my big one. I got one of those. I still got to find one for the little guy.
William, he's talking about that Husky. He went ahead and picked one of them up. So there, William, are you on a handheld with a dead battery?
Step out of the reloading room because I was trying to do too many things at one time and I crushed the shell.
disturbing you. We'll catch up with you later.
Way, my arm was getting tired of running that ball up and down.
A little garbled on my end. I don't know if he was yours, but he went ahead and picked up one of those husky sharpeners for 7:30 seconds that big saw.
Held or one of the arbors that we were talking about?
How that handheld.
What is the one you had, KK4POT?
Yet, or you just got it on order? Well, getting one of them grand birds?
I do want to snag one of those as well.
Meow, my friend. Think of that weather this morning.
Over.
Man, there was a little snap of deer hunting went by through my mind. I sat out on the porch this morning and ate breakfast, and I thought, wow. I wish summer was like this, but I think this is just a small reprieve.
We have the hot, sticky days coming up.
More load of logs I want to get cut up and split. And today would have been a good day to be working on that, but I know Tim was working. It'd be hard to get everybody together, but I've asked Rick. They were on his dump truck. I guess he's dumped them out back on his property, but I would like to get together on the next cool morning and try to get those cut up.
Definitely use another trailer load. I still got this one behind the house to bring down, and actually I've got a couple picked out back in the woods I'm going to drop and cut up, but I mean, I've not got time to do that. Most of them are old, dead, and dry, so they'll be all ready for this coming season.
Two, I can bring my splitter over there and we'll split them up. I'm going to need your help. I got a monster oak. It's dead. It's been dead for 2 years. I think got hit by a bulldozer when they put that drive in. But it is a monster. And it's got a pretty big spread, canopy spread on it. There's no leaves on it, but the limbs are all over the place. But I'd love to get you help me bring it down. My tractor's not at the house. My son-in-law down in Lawrence is using my tractor, but when I get it back, I got about 5 trees that need to come down. We'll just stack them logs on some skids.
How'd you bring my...
No, I don't think so. We'll wait till I get mine back, because we're probably going to need a grapple.
Been a while, have you?
I was over there to get eggs. Was it within 30 days? You did something different. Just I saw your entrance where you changed your entrance. That looked incredible.
Now there's a skid steer.
Skid steer. Lost you there for a minute.
They've started on my neighbor's house. As you come up our driveway, that old house that they had tore down to the right, they get started out here. And they've got his drain fields all dug up and got the all this soil excavated out where the house is going. Really looks nice out here.
Oh, you know, they changed my voting precinct. You know, I voted at a different spot up there at New Hope, and so I didn't get over in that area.
I got the vote also.
Well, so yeah, you're in District 3. You're in the same district I'm in. Sharpener's a little tricky when you first get on that thing, because those keepers or guides down there that keep your chain from flopping from one side to the other. If you're not careful, you get them too low, or you get them too high, or you get them too tight, and it don't work too good. I bought that thing I had to watch videos and read the directions two or three times to understand exactly what they were talking about, but I got it down now.
Lucky, because I think I hit that right off the very first time. I had adjusted it up so it was right over top of the rivet, and the chain would not rock side to side. And as I pulled the chain through, he just slide right on through and clip on to the next one.
Then you got it. You're on it.
Destinating, so I'm going to hop out of here. William, you have a good evening, and hopefully we'll catch you soon. Mike, I'll catch up with you sometime tomorrow. KK4 POT.
Good, 173.
Wow, that is halfway, dude, because I'm destinating myself. That's pretty doggone dead on halfway right there. All right, Tim, take care. William, I'm going to say 7-3s. I'll get with you over there. I'll stop by, and we'll look at that thing. And I'll see what all you've done and what's going on with your neighbor's house. Hey, you take care, my friend, and have a good evening. 7-3s to you, William. Good talk to you. KK4 and XC, clear on your final.
You guys have a good evening. Tell Shelly hi. Tim, see you. And, yeah, we'll get together. And this Saturday, I've got Jonathan and Kim coming by to do a little more shooting again. So I won't be available Saturday morning. But get up with me sometime. So see you then, 73. KK4, NXC, KM4, DDQ, clear.